WKRP Live with Cedric Miller has a desire to transport their listeners to a world of thought upon issues like Christian values, the appeal of Christianity, contracts with God, tenement stories, and so much more. Cedric Miller will be interviewing up-and-coming gospel artists, pastors and community leaders, and people just like you. We're going to figure out, together, what the heck is really going on in society today. It's an open forum, and call-ins are encouraged, so tune in and become a part of the discussion at the global table, where all points of view are considered.
Well, all right. Thank you again for listening to WKRP Live and tuning in. And I am your host, Cedric Miller. And, man, we have a great show for you today. I mean, a truly testimonial day. I have my first guest is going to be Pastor Gordon of Mount Sinai Baptist Church. Awesome man of God, my brother, great friend. And like I said, and for all those fathers, oh yeah, I meant to say Happy Father's Day. You know, I had a great Father's Day, and I hope you guys did too. It was totally awesome. Went fishing, the kids, man, had a blessed time. But let's get this show rolling. My first guest, as I already have introduced him, awesome man of God. Man, I mean, once you hear his testimony, you will believe that God is able to do exceedingly above all things we can ask or imagine, according to the powers that worketh within us. So without any delay, let me bring my first guest in. Pastor Gordon, how you doing, my brother?
Good afternoon, Brother Miller. How are you, sir?
Man, I am blessed, man. You know, I'm just so thankful for God and seeing another blessed day and having you on the program. You know, as I was saying, you have an awesome testimony, and man, a great, great man of God, you know. And I just want you to let my listeners know to elaborate on some things that you've gone through, some things that God has brought you out, you know. And I also, and also you have a broadcast as well. I want you to tell people about that as well. But I want you to go into your testimony of, you know, how God healed you. And well, basically, you know your story better than I can. So I want you to go ahead and tell it. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. First and foremost, to you, Brother Miller, we just want to thank God for you and allowing us this opportunity to come forward to encourage the people of God. We don't take it lightly for you inviting us and allowing us to be here on your forum on today. And anything that I do, you know, I just try to do it to the glory of God and that God might get the glory in it all. Amen. And so, again, I just want to thank you for this opportunity on today. Thanks again, Brother Miller. With myself, you know, I can remember back, Brother Miller, at the age of 19, and that was around the time I was getting out of high school and all of that and everything. And I really wanted to get that closer relationship with the Lord. And so I told the Lord, Lord, you know, I want to have a closer walk with you. I want to have a closer relationship with you. And so, you know, Lord, I just surrender my all unto you. It was during that time and that transition, whereas I knew that, you know, and becoming a man and doing the things that a man should do and all of those things, I knew that I had to come into my own. But most of all, I knew that it was important for me to have that personal relationship with the Lord. So nevertheless, during that transition, when I told the Lord that, and I said, well, Lord, I want to have a closer walk with you. I want to be sold out for you. I surrender my all unto you. The Lord clearly spoke back to me, and he said unto me, he said, well, you know, if that's the case, if that's what you want to do, then I'm going to have to take you through some things. So being a young man, Brother Miller, I said, okay, Lord, well, you know, whatever it is that you would have for me to do, you know, I just want to be used by you, you know, in whatever manner that you see fit and all of those things. And so the Lord said, okay. Well, I'm going to have to take you through some things. So I left it at that. So kind of going through and fast forwarding things a little bit, I got the call. Well, and that was, like I said, when I was around about 19 years old. Then it was in 1997, the year of 1997. That's when I was diagnosed with cancer. I had a very rare form of cancer, dermatofibrosarcoma. And with that, you know, I was diagnosed, and at that time I was at the age of 27. So being a young man, you know, that was a difficult time for me because I began to question the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, you know, I'm a young man. You know, why is it that I have cancer in my body, you know, and I have yet to live? And questioning the Lord let me know, it's like, well, don't you remember when I told you that I was going to have to take you through something? And Brother Miller, it's one thing about it, when we're on this life's journey, and one thing when God says he'll take you through some things, that means you're going to come out on the other side. When you come out on the other side, you're going to come out victorious. And so let me stop, you know, and as I'm telling this testimony, you know, I plead the blood of Jesus over this testimony as well, because when you release certain things into the atmosphere, then the enemy is listening as well, and he'll try to come against you, you know, against your testimony. So I plead the blood of Jesus over my testimony this afternoon.
Right now.
Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And so when I received that diagnosis, I went to one of my general doctors, and he told me, he said, well, you know, they at the time didn't really know what was going on with me. So he sent me to another surgeon, to a surgeon. And the surgeon said, yes, you know, well, we don't know what it is, but it needs to come out. And so it was actually in my left arm is where it was. And so with that being the case, the doctor went in. I went in one afternoon. And that afternoon that I went in, the doctor, he just did the incision, removed the cancerous mass. At that time, it probably had grown about the size of a walnut or a little larger. And so he just pulled it out, and that was it. So I went on, and a couple of days thereafter, I was waiting for the pathological report, and they called and said, well, Mr. Gordon, you know, we have the results back, and the mass that we removed, it was just fibrous tissue. And so I was fibrous tissue. You know, where did it come from? Because I had noticed that this particular mass had grown in the span of 2 months, and it had grew very rapidly. And so with that being the case, they said it was fibrous tissue. Oh, it's nothing to worry about. I wanted to ask more questions, but they were trying to cut me off at the pass, and so I kind of left it at that. Well, nevertheless, probably about 2 days later, they ended up calling me back, and they said, well, Mr. Gordon, we believe or have reason to believe what we found was a little more than what we thought it was. So they said, we're going to send you to another surgeon and let them do another pathological report, and then, you know, they'll go from there. So I ended up going to a third doctor, and this third doctor at this point in time, when I went into his office, he did nothing more than just look at the incision or what have you. I don't think he even did a pathological report at that time. And so he simply said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to refer you to one of the doctors who's probably best in the Southeast or probably one of the best in the country, which is at UAB Kirkland Clinic. And so I
Let me stop you right there. At that time frame, did you, you know, your relationship with God, did you have doubts right then about what God was planning, or how was your faith, you know? What were you thinking at that very moment?
Well, at that time, Brother Miller, I was at a point, and like I said, you know, I questioned the Lord as to why. Well, at that time, I didn't know it was cancerous. So, you know, I was just going with what the doctors were telling me. And so with what the doctors told me, you know, it was just fibrous tissue, nothing to worry about. So I was somewhat okay with that, but I knew there must have been something more because this thing had grown within the matter of 2 months at a very rapid rate. Mm. Yeah, so So then when they referred me to UAB Kirkland Clinic in Birmingham, Alabama, I saw two doctors there. So this was doctor number 4 and 5. This was doctors Jaffe and Dunham. And so okay. I was sitting in with a consultation with Dr. Jaffe, and they did another pathological report. So he was sitting there, and he looked at me. He said, "Well, Mr. Gordon, what did they tell you in Montgomery?" And so I looked at him, and I said, "Well, doctor, they just said it was fibrous tissue." And so at that point in time, he kind of dropped his head, and he had a very perplexing look on his face. And so at that moment, my discernment told me that, you know, well, this was a little more than what they thought. So I immediately at that time, Brother Miller, I told the doctor, I said, "Doctor, I said, whatever it is, I said, you go ahead and explain to me and tell me what it is. I said, don't you worry, because I'm a praying man. I'm going to put it in the hands of the Lord." And I sat there and I sat there and I told the doctor this. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and let me know what it is. You know, as long as I know what it is, I know what to pray about. So then he went on. Yes, sir. He went on to explain to me that it was cancer and that they had reason to believe that it might have spread. And so they wanted to go in to do another surgery and to go in to try to get outside of the margins to make sure everything was taken out. The initial surgery was done on November 5th of 1997, and the second surgery was scheduled for December 20th, 1997. So with that surgery, the doctor told me that, well, Mr. Gordon, you know, we're going to do this second surgery. You're going to have to be in the hospital for at least a week. So December 20th, and a week was going to take me past Christmas. So to say that I was going to be in the hospital on Christmas Day, that's not something that I wanted. Then he went ahead and he began to explain as well that I would have to go through radiation treatment. And then also, because it was in my arm, it was right under the muscle, that I wouldn't have full use of my arm again. So at that time, Brother Miller, I did go in and, you know, I kind of reflected on things and I began to question the Lord. During this point, now, since knowing it was cancer, I did have some reservations. I did spend a lot of days and nights, you know, when I would be in the shower off by myself, you know, just crying. But I began to purpose in my mind that God's word told me that he would put no more on me than I could bear. So with that being the case, I just kept playing that over and over in my mind. Now, mind you, the same day that I had my surgery, I had an aunt that actually passed away of ovarian cancer that same day. And so with that being the case, the enemy tried to come in and say, well, you know, your aunt just passed away of cancer. You have cancer. So why do you think that he would, you know, think more highly of you and let you live, and she actually just passed away as well? So that was playing in my mind also. So I had to get the enemy out of my head, and that's when I began to continue saying to myself, he will put no more on me than I can bear. So nevertheless, Brother Miller, I went in and I started praying unto the Lord. Lord, you said you'll put no more on me than I can bear. You said in your word that, you know, by your stripes, by his stripes, I am healed. So I'm believing that, you know, my healing is already taking place. I'm believing that you've already worked this thing out in my favor. So I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to, you know, allow it to consume me, because I know if I do that, then I will be giving place to the enemy in order to get the victory over my situation.
That's true.
But I remember in God's word where it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
So I went on in and we had that surgery. And I can remember when I was there in the operating room that morning, right before they put me under the second set of anesthesia, I laid there And right when the surgeons were over there washing their hands and the nurses were preparing the instruments and all that, I said, wait a minute. I said, before you all put me under, we need to pray. And the most astounding,
come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the most astounding thing happened at that moment. Everybody that was in that operating room, everyone, they stopped what they're doing, they were doing, and they came over and they laid their hands on me as
wait
I prayed.
A minute. Wait a minute now. Go say that again.
Yes.
Repeat
as
what
I
you just said.
As I told them, I said, before you all put me under, I said, I need to pray, or we need to pray. And so as I said that, everybody, all of the doctors, the nurses, everybody that was in that operating room, they stopped what they were doing, and they came and laid hands on me as I prayed.
My Lord, you have some angels. Look at that. That's what
I'm talking about. I was in God's care. I was in God's care. And so the surgery went forth. I had a cousin of mine who lives in Birmingham, Alabama, Jacqueline. She had the Bible on tape. And so I mentioned to Jacqueline, I said, well, let me use your Bible on tape, because what I want to do is when I come out of the operating room and I'm in recovery, I want them to go ahead and put the headphones on my ear and play the tape. Now, the thing is, now, remember, I'm still unconscious at this point, but I said, although I may be unconscious, the Bible that's on tape will be feeding into my subliminal mind.
Amen.
So I'm still feeding into my spirit at this point. So they did what I asked for them to do. And as I went into recovery, and then they placed me in the room and everything, they had me hooked up with morphine for pain. Mm-hmm. So as I was laying there in the room, you know, after recovery and everything, the nurses would come in and they would check. They would look at the morphine pump, and they would see it was registering 0.0. And so they would ask me, well, Mr. Boyle, are you in any pain? I said, no, I'm not. So they would leave out, come back maybe about 30 minutes later. They would look at the pump and the monitor, still 0.0. Mr. Gordon, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your pain level? And I said, I'm not in any pain. So it baffled them.
Wow.
So they would come back about 15 minutes later, and they look, and the morphine pump, the digital readout, still read 0.0. They were, Mr. Gordon, we have you hooked up to morphine. All you need to do is just push the button that's in your hand, and it will administer the morphine into your body, and you know, that will take the pain away. And they was like, are you in any pain? I said, I'm not. And they were, Mr. Gordon, you wouldn't lay up in here in pain and not tell us with you. I said, no, I wouldn't.
My goodness, they're disputing you, telling you you got to have some pain.
Exactly. But, Brother Miller, I was in no pain whatsoever. And so that, I knew that the power of God was already, the healing process had already begun. Because not one time did I push that morphine pump all through that day, all through the night. Later on, when I got up probably about midnight, you know, I was hungry as I don't know what, because you know you have how you have to go in and fast and everything before you do surgery. So that night I ate everything that they had brought in for me, and was still looking for some more or what have you.
Come on now. Right after.
But never, Yes, sir. But nevertheless, when the morning came, that was Monday morning, December 20th. On Tuesday morning, December 21st, now mind you, the doctor said I was going to have to be in the hospital for the entire week.
I want you to hold that right there, because we're going to take a commercial break. And I want you to hold it right there, because this is getting good. And we're going to come back after this commercial, and he saw them, and we're going to let Pastor Gordon finish the rest of this miraculous testimony. We'll be right back.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southfield Worship Center, 141 Hainville Plaza, Hainville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right, and we're back live at WKRP Live. Don't let the devil ride. So true. And I have my great guest, man, Pastor Gordon, with a life-changing testimony. Pastor Gordon, we're going to let you finish up where you left off, man, where you saying that this, I believe it was on a Tuesday, on December the 20th.
December 20th, I had my surgery, the second surgery, mm-hmm. to make sure they had removed all the cancer. So on that morning of December 21st, when I got up that morning, I went ahead and got myself up, and I sat in the chair on the side of my bed. So I was sitting there in the chair, and the doctor came in early that morning, and when he came in, he looked around the door because I guess he looked at the bed and didn't see me there. But then he looked and saw me sitting in the chair, and he said, "Mr. Gordon?" And I was like, "Yes, sir." And he was like, "You're sitting in the chair." I was like, "Yes, doctor, I am." You know, so I'm looking like, did I do something wrong or what have you? But then he went on and he began to explain. He said, "Well, Mr. Gordon, I'm looking at your chart." He said, I see that. You did eat on last night, but you did not use any pain medication whatsoever on yesterday." And I said, "No, doctor, I didn't." So he said, "On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your pain level right now?" I said, "Zero." And he looked with a look as if this can't be. So he left out and he came back in. He said, "Well, Mr. Gordon," he said, "are you sure you're not in any pain or anything whatsoever?" I'm like, "No, doctor, I'm not." I was like, I feel fine. Wow. So he said, "Well, based upon everything that we have right now, and you've been up and about, we really don't see fit to hold you in the hospital, you know, for the entire week." He said, "We could actually discharge you on today if that would be okay with you." I said, "How soon can I leave?"
And so, come on, man.
So next thing you know, nevertheless, Brother Miller, that next day, which was that Tuesday after the Monday of the surgery, they discharged me from the hospital at 10 o'clock a.m. You know, so I was discharged from the hospital. They were still talking about the radiation and all of those things. But as I told the doctor, I was like, "That's not something that I want to do." I was going in and I was just going to pray unto God that God will, you know, remove that. But nevertheless, Brother Miller, I went on. I did not have to have any radiation treatment. The doctors told me that I wouldn't have full use of my arm again. The day that I went in and I got the staples out, the doctor said that, "Well, we were still thinking about sending you to rehabilitation. But what we want you to do is to maybe start doing these exercises at home. See how those work, and then, you know, everything will be all right." But nevertheless, I had already prayed to God. I put it all in God's hand. And so after the staples came out, man, I lifted up my arm, you know, up over my head. It went all over my head. I put it back down, and you know, I lifted it all the way up again. And at that point in time, man, I just began praising God because it felt like nothing had ever happened to my arm whatsoever. Now, mind you, they took a 2-inch section skin and muscle and everything out. But to God be the glory, nothing was wrong. I have full use of my arm right now. Everything is good. I've had no problems. I went for my checkups. I had to do a 3-month checkup out, 6 months, 9 months. Then I had to do a year checkup. I had to do 7-year checkup. Everything has been cleared, man. By his stripes, I have been healed in the name of Jesus, man. I just want the people to know, the people of God, those that don't know the Lord and the pardon of their sins, is that in this day and time, when you go to the doctor, realize and understand this. Doctors can only treat you. But when it comes down to your healing for whatever sickness, Amen. Whatever disease that you may have, the healing is going to come by way of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. God has revealed this to me, man. People are going to the doctor day in and day out and looking for the doctor to heal them. But when the doctor doesn't do it, what only the doctor can do is prescribe you more medication on top of medication. And when you take this medication, it knocks something else out. So then you have to get another medication in order to treat this other symptom. And then you find yourself on a medication after medication. But again, you need to lay all of that stuff down and aside and allow God to come in to heal your body. I'm a living witness that he'll do it. I'm a living witness that it has already been done, and God is still doing it in this season. See, Brother Miller, understand this. That's why they call it Cancer Treatment Center of America.
Amen.
Did you get that? Cancer Treatment Center of America. It's not Cancer Healing Center of America,
but
it's Cancer Treatment. Doctors can only treat you, but hallelujah, God. But we know God is able to heal you. So beyond the treatment, there is healing. If you want total deliverance from any addiction that you may have, any situation that may be plaguing you, anything that is pressing you down, keeping you oppressed or suppressed, then you need to go and ask God for your healing. Understand this, your healing has been done over 2,000 years ago. So it's already done in the name of Jesus Christ. But the only thing that you have to do is let that resonate, let it marinate in your spirit, and God will deliver you. Hallelujah,
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen. God. And no, hallelujah, God. Know that it's already done. Know that it's already done. By the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Man, I'm so blessed to hear your testimony. Somebody out there needs to hear this in radio land. Somebody that's going through something, somebody that has been plagued with oppression, I don't care, disease, whatever, affliction, somebody needed to know that Jesus is the way,
Amen.
And the truth,
Amen.
And the life. Man
Amen.
Might have counted you out, but when man says no, God says yes. You will
Amen.
Live. You shall live and not die.
Amen.
But prosper. Man, I am so blessed to have you, Pastor Gordon. And again, tell the people about your right now, while we have a couple minutes, about your broadcast and what time it's on.
Yes, to God be the glory. Yes, on every Thursday morning at 5:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock a.m., I do a Thursday morning broadcast. I call it my Thursday morning moments of encouragement. Again, it's with me, Minister Vernon Gordon, from 5:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock a.m., It is on www.praise965.com. Again, that's www.praise965.com. And again, that's www.praise, P as in Paul, R-A-I-S-E, 965.com. And there you can tune in every Thursday morning via the World Wide Web, and you can hear the broadcast 5:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock a.m. That's Central Standard Time. So Central Standard Time, whatever time zone you may be in, you know, you have to transpose, but from 5:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock a.m., Central Standard Time on www.praise965.com. I will be there, and I will be doing that broadcast, encouraging the people of God and those that may not know the Lord and the pardon of their sins. They can tune in and get a word of encouragement to help start their day.
All right. Okay. Well, you heard it. And also, your church is located. Where's your church?
Yes. Tell them about your church. Mount Sinai. It's Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church. We are located in Hope Hull, Alabama. That's H-O-P-E-H-U-L-L, Alabama. Hope Hall, Alabama. That's 2334 Pettus Road. Again, that's 2334 Pettus Road, P-E-T-T-U-S Road in Hope Hall, Alabama. Our zip code there is 36043. Again, it's Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church, 2334 Pettus Road, Hope Hall, Alabama. And our motto is, it's the church where brotherly love continues. So again, if we believe in that, we believe in showing brotherly love towards each and everybody. And God loves us, so it is incumbent upon us to love our brothers and our sisters that do pass that and come that way. So again, we just thank God for each and every one of you.
All right. Well, that said, thank you so much, Pastor Gordon, for being on our show. We hope to have you again. And ladies and gentlemen, this is an awesome man. I know him. He's a true friend, a brother in Christ. And I just pray that his ministry has touched you today, and pray that you will also visit his church and listen to him. And we thank you again, Pastor Gordon, for being on the show. And our next guest up and coming, his name is Kajik, a Christian gospel hip-hop artist, man. And when I first heard this brother, it was awesome. It was in I was in Montgomery, Alabama, SAG for SWAG, meeting about it's to helping young people, show them they were sending them to Steve Harvey's camp, but and as well as Oprah Winfrey's camp. They got to her. So they went to see where she grew up and everything. But anyway, it was a great show with models and different people. When I heard this guy, him and his family, the music that they put out, man, it was just totally awesome. So without further delay, I'm going to bring Kajik on and at the top of the hour. And let's hear his first song. Let's hear his music. I'm telling you about it. But I just want you to hear his sound. And we'll be right back with WKRP Live.
Dr. Holloway and Dr. Gillis Payne, alongside pediatric nurse practitioner Coretta Pithers, welcome you to their new location at 7006 Fulton Court, 36117 in Montgomery, Alabama. A truly trusted pediatric staff who cares about children and their health. Business hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5, Friday through Saturday from 8 to 12. For appointments, please call 334-244-7209. And also visit us on the web at ph.pediatric.net. And all walk-ins are welcome.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainville Plaza, Hainville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
And we're back to WKRP Live, and that was none other than my guest, Kajik. How you doing today, my brother?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Blessed to be on your show, man. This is such an honor.
Man, it's such an honor to have you on, man. When I seen you and your family perform that song, I'm like, and my wife, she's like, wow. And it's great. And in its entirety, I was like, whoa, you truly blew us away with that. And it was such a great, great time we had at the Sax for Swag thing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And It was awesome, man. And I got to see a lot of people and meet a lot of people, you know, God. And that's how I met you. And even though we didn't speak for a while, but it was just something about you. And I thought my wife was like, I need to get him on the show. I'm like, okay. So, let me do this. So here you are. And so here you are. Me to my wife, Atlanta Miller, and me. You know, I was like saying, I'm going to get him. We're going to get him. We're going to get him on the show. Man, it's such an honor to have you. I want you to tell the people where you're from and your family and tell them how God, you know, your testimony. You know better than you. So go ahead, God, just have your way. Let the Lord have his way. You know, go ahead.
All right. Well, praise God. I'm from Akron, Ohio, originally, but we just moved to Atlanta. Maybe about a year ago, because we was getting highly booked down here in the South. Mm-hmm. But shouts out to Ohio, man. That's where we started. That's where I learned, about Christ and how he's powerful and real. But, you know, just by me being raised in a church, really all my life, my grandma and my uncles, I mean, my grandmother and my aunt, my granddad, they owned a Kojic church, my whole life. So I was raised in the church. So, you know, being a church kid, I kind of ran from the church, you know, and went to the streets, you know, because I was so much in the church. I wanted to figure out, you know, what life was about other than church. But God had his hand on me. You know, I didn't even know. But as a child, I always loved church. You know, I would sit back and I always loved it. I loved the whole concept of it. I mean, out of all the kids in the church, I was the one, you know, just so intrigued by the church. And, you know, when my grandmother would speak all over the country, I would want to go with her out of all her grandkids. And she had about 20 some grandkids. I was the only one that wanted to tag along, you know? So, God was always, you know, just a part of my life. But, you know, once I got older, I wanted to be in the streets, you know, selling dope and, you know, the fast life. I seen the hood life, and, you know, I was, you know, I liked it that. I was like, well, you know, let me put God on the back burner and see what's up with this, you know, this hood life, you know. And I kind of got in a lot of trouble and ended up, you know, having a child at 13 years old and, you know, just being in the streets selling, you know, drugs. And then, you know, as I got older, you know, I still believed in God, but I wasn't living. You know, I wasn't living it. I still would pray, but I still wasn't living it. So make a long story short, I ended up in prison. I got 3 prison numbers, but that last prison number, he started dealing with me. You know, when I was in a cell, he was like, you know, son, I want you to, I got a ministry for you. And I was like, I want you to start doing gospel music. So make a long story short, I started writing my gospel music in prison. And so when I got released, I still didn't do right. You know, I still got out. You know, I still didn't choose to live for Christ until a prophecy. A lady gave me a prophecy and said, you know, she said, you got a work to do for Christ. She said, you got a heavy calling on your life. And if you don't obey God, it's going to be death for you. But she was like, if you obey, you won't have anything you desire. God has everything you desire if you obey him. But she said, but if you don't obey him, she said, I see you in the casket. So I was like, what, God? I kind of was like, you know, wow, Lord, you know, I really got a big job like that for you. Had to threaten me. He had to threaten me like, look, you got a ministry I need you to do. If not, I'm going to take you up out of here. So I thank God through the prayers of my family. I obeyed. And, I obeyed and I prayed for a wife. God sent me my wife, which is on that song. And, you know, I gave my heart back to the Lord, you know, in 2010, and everything else is history. You know, I obeyed him, and, you know, I started doing my music. I started recording, and now I'm all over the country thanks to him.
And I was also telling people that what you mentioned, you were there, you said you were on. Erica Campbell had responded to something about her.
I had reached out to one of my friends on Facebook, and it's called the Hollaback Gospel Awards. They have every year in Connecticut, in New Haven, Connecticut. And one day, man, I was shooting a video for Holy Line Dance, and one of the radio one of the radio guys had hit me up like, man, I want to come to the video shoot. I'm like, huh? He was like, yeah, I'm going to fly out from New Haven, Connecticut to Akron, Ohio, just to be in your video shoot. I'm like, wow. So once he flew, he flew from D.C., well, he was in D.C. at the time. He flew from D.C., but he's from New Haven. And we just got a friendship. And then he was like, man, I want to book you. We were having Erica Campbell come. And I want you to do that Holy Line dance for the Hollaback Gospel Awards with Erica Campbell. And I, you know, kind of just blew my mind. So, you know, well, we did that. And, you know, once we did that with Erica Campbell, man, we kind of really, God really, you know, gave us a lot of favor from that. And I'll just thank God for them for that.
Well, that was the prophecy that the woman spoke into your life. You know how, well, if you change your life for the good, you know, for the light and the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the devil can put illusion. He'll allow you to get as much as you think you can get. He wants you to get. And then he'll drop.
Right.
And then it's the Lord that we have to call. He'll come and pick us up, you know, because
right.
I'm looking at, like with Job, you know, how the enemy afflicted his body. But God told Satan, you know, the devil goes around. God gives him, but he has to ask permission from the Lord. Who can he tell?
Yep.
Because God, even on your life, mine, and
yep.
that's for whoever, you know, but he can't
Amen.
Kill you. You know, God allowed him to afflict you, but he ain't, it's not unto death. You know, because
right.
as you said, you have a call for his life and you're doing things. God is showing you, even though, yet we might have troubles, but as you heard my first guest, man, he went through cancerous things and, man, he went through debilitating stuff, man, with lying on in the hospital. And people were thinking he's in pain, but he wasn't because he had his earplugs and listening to the word of God. You know, Jesus is able to deliver us from all things, you know. And
Amen.
Some things we go through, we might feel like it's the end, but it's not. Even your ministry,
right.
I can see you going, my God, I can just see God just blowing you up, man. You ain't your
Ooh,
family.
Man.
He's taking you above and beyond.
Really. Ooh, I thank God for him. I thank God. But like I said, it's all him. You know, I'm nothing. You know, I just thank God that, you know, he chose me, you know, out of millions of people to be able to, you know, push his gospel. But like I said, man, I ain't perfect. And there's a lot of working that I need to be, you know, I need to work on myself more, you know, because we're not perfect. But
you and me both. No one's perfect. Not one. Well, all,
right.
you know, as the Bible says, there's the rest. But because of we know who our daddy is, his name is Jesus. And I
yeah.
thank Jehovah for him every day because he could have just let us all die in our sins, but he chose enough.
Mm-hmm.
I want to save them, Father. I want them
yep.
to live mm-hmm. and have life abundantly. And that life abundantly
save.
Means long life and blessing. It's all right for mm-hmm. us to be blessed on earth as it is in heaven. You know,
yep.
we're living a blessed, we're kingdom kids. We're supposed to have the best.
You know it.
And I thank mm-hmm. God for that. You know, even though we go through a struggle to get there, we're going to get there, you know.
Yep.
As you were
mm-hmm.
saying, not one is perfect, but you know, I thank God for just having his grace and mercy upon our life, man.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I really did, and I thank him for that. I thank you, man. I'm listening to your testimony, how good God is, and I listen to your music. Your music is passion. I feel the passion in it and with you, and that's why it's going to take you many places. And I see God open many doors, and I'm thankful for you coming on my show. And right about now, I want to play another one of your songs. It's a blessing. I want the people to hear, and I want them to understand that it's all about Jesus. His music represents
yep.
the kingdom.
You know it.
All right, let's go to this other song.
Dr. Holloway and Dr. Gillis Payne, alongside pediatric nurse practitioner Coretta Pithers, welcome you to their new location at 7006 Fulton Court, 36117 in Montgomery, Alabama. A truly trusted pediatric staff who cares about children and their health. Business hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5, Friday through Saturday from 8 to 12. For appointments, please call 334-244-7209. And also visit us on the web at ph.pediatric.net. And all walk-ins are welcome.
And we're back with WKRP Live. And thank you all for tuning back in. Man, I'm here with one of, one of the awesome artists I've heard in a while, Christian gospel hip hop. It's Kajik, man. I'm so blessed, man, to hear your music. And the thing about your music is, it's suave. It has beat. It's got flavor, you know? Because some people, you say, well, gospel music ain't got no real flavor. You got some flavor, man. You got some beats in there that just make you just get the crowd, get the people hyped for Jesus.
Yeah.
I want to make them. If they ain't hyped, they going to be hyped. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome.
Praise God.
It's awesome. You know, I know there's a God-given talent. And, man, I want you to talk right now to somebody that might be wanting to get started into gospel hip hop, but don't really know how, and might feel like, you know, they're going through so much, they feel like they're pushing their way, and there's no door opening for them. I want you to talk to somebody out there, young man, young lady, whoever it might be, and give them a ray of hope. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, let it talk to them about it.
All right. Well, first of all, you got to love the Lord in your heart. Before you even try to do any type of music, you know, you got to really love them. You know, you got to really adore them.
Amen.
And then once you love them, you know, he's going to give you songs. You know, he's going to give you songs. You know, I believe that he is. You know, you're going to be able to get the, he's going to send you lyrics, you know. And then, you know, once you start, you know, get a good producer, you know, that, you know, get you some nice beats. And, you know, after you get your beats and you just, you know, find a nice recording studio. But I do everything from home. You know, if you can do everything from home, it's cheaper. But if you find a nice studio in your area for maybe 25 or 30 an hour, you should be able to knock some songs off, because it take a little bit of money, you know, to put your songs out there. But after you get your songs done, you just got to push it. Don't charge for your ministry. I don't charge for my ministry. At first, you know, there's nothing wrong with charging, but, you know, when you first start off, you want to try to force feed your music, you know, force it down to people's throats. So, you know, by you not charging, you know, you can force it down people's throats because you're not looking for no income. So you know, get you some CDs, you know, you can get CDs online, 1,000 CDs for under $100, and you just got to press them up at home. It's cheaper that way. And you go out into your neighborhood, put them on the cars, go to Walmart, put them on Walmart cars, or if you got Kroger, go to Kroger, go to the mall and just flood and put them on the cars. And then, you know, by you doing that, people will reach out and call. And plus, you have to have promotion. So if you don't have money to promote, you have to at least put in 2 to 3 hours a day of promoting your music. And you're going to get a lot of, you got to knock on a lot of doors on Facebook and Twitter. You know, you might get a lot of no's, but you keep on keeping on. You know, don't give up. And, you know, you just keep doing that. And people is going to reach out. But you got to put in the work. You know, you got to put in the work. It's just like when you go to the gym, when you first get your membership, you might have a fat belly. But if you work and go consistently every day for a month or two or three, you will start seeing change in your body. And that's like your ministry. You know, you'll start getting calls and getting booked and doing youth events and doing other events, poetry events, and you'll just see how God, you know, will start booking you. But after then, you know, you just got to, you know, be prayed and fasted up, you know, and continue to keep pressing your CDs up. You got to keep buying CDs. You got to keep going out every week. It's going to get tough. It's going to be days where you want to quit. But in the word, it say, don't get weary and, you know, just keep on. You know, the word say, don't get weary. So you got to keep pressing. So, you know, it's just like bodybuilding. When I wake up in the morning, I say, Lord, I got to work out in ministry and in my health. So you just got to work out. You got to push yourself. Be consistent. Come out with videos. Find you a nice video person under $200 or $200 and, you know, give people visuals to see your talent. And you got to push your videos. You know, it's very simple, but you got to put in a tad bit, a little bit of money. It don't cost much, but that's all you got to do.
Yeah, man, I understand that, because in the radio business, same, and that's all I had to do. You know, you have to put sweat to the grind. You got to promote yourself. And also, yeah, that's how you did it. That's how I got in touch with you, because you gave away CDs. And if you had not done that, I wouldn't have known how to come. You got what I'm saying? Yeah. So it works.
We give away 56 songs for free everywhere we go. And a lot of people, you know, they charge, but they only have 10 to 15 songs, you know. But if you really want to get on, give away your music at first, because who knows you? Nobody knows you at first. So by you putting a price on it, some people will shy away from you because they don't know you. So if you just go ahead and sow a seed and just give away the CD, you never know what a blossom out that seed. So,
amen. That is so true, Brian. And I listen to your music, man. Love, and God is, I'm praying that He just blesses you going in and bless you going out, because what you and your family, awesome. You have an awesome, beautiful family, man. And I thank God that you acknowledge even your wife. You know, when you were there and you talked to people about it, marriages for a man and woman, not woman and woman, a man and man. I mean, I'm just breaking it down, being real. And there, you know, you were just, that's the Bible. And it is what it is. It says that that's just how it is. You know, not mean to hurt anybody or step on anybody's toes, you know, but it's just being real. And you let the young people know that. And I thought that was awesome, man. And just keep doing what God has you doing. And also for those that have been incarcerated, there is a way. It is not the end. You know, he turned his life around. God can do it. He can do the same thing. Yeah. He won't do for one what he won't do for another. So
you better say,
you know, there are a lot of people that have gone in incarceration that came out, God is using totally. You know, prison, bound, state bound, whatever it is. Some people are even incarcerated in their mind. They feel that they can't make it. Oppression by the enemy. But the devil is a liar. I'm here to serve notice. Yeah, that's right. I serve notice today that whatever vision somebody has, whatever God has put in your heart, go out and do it. Don't just sit there like those two lepers. They said, either we can sit here and die or we can get up. Once they got up, there was wealth, abundance left that the enemies have left. So you got to get out there and you got to push your way through to your blessing. So I speak that in somebody's life today, listening. Go for your dream. What God has given you, it shall prosper in Jesus' name. And God, man, I thank you so much for being here with me, man, bro. I hope to bring you back, and I pray that. And also, let the people know how to get your CDs and everything before we go. Let them know how to get in touch with you.
Okay, well, you can find me on Facebook under Eddie McGowan, and we usually just give out our number. My number is 330-880-9494. I'm going to repeat it, 330-880-9494. And you can find us on Facebook under Eddie McGowan, or you could just Google Kojic. That is COGIC, like the denomination, Kojic. Like I said, just call me. Like, I like to reach out to the people personally, so I don't mind giving out my real number. So, you know, just, you know, I love to meet everyone. You know, I don't consider no one fans. You know, everybody is family. And like I said, just give me a call, 330-880-9494. Or you can go on Facebook under Eddie McGowan. Or you could just Google me and put in Kojic, Soldier for the Lord Records. And that's it.
Amen, man. That's awesome. And again, thank you so much, my brother, for coming on WKRP Live, and much success for you. And until again, this is Cedric Miller with WKRP Live. You all have a blessed day and a blessed week, and I pray that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We're out.